senior, number 10, Trevor Jepeski. Senior point guard, man who's been on varsity for quite some time, number 12, Jeffrey Wright.
Season.
So a lot of that same championship squad back for yet another year.
These kids grew up together.
Your officials tonight are Jeff Wojcicki, Daryl Wehner, and Mike Dalpierre. A veteran crew for this tonight's broadcast, our only one in 2015 of this season on December 29th, 2015. And Aaron Klama gets the tip. Ubley coming out in their road black uniforms. Number 42, Cole Mychek brings it in, gets it over to Jeffrey Wright, and his pass over to the right wing is tipped out of bounds by Andrew Sutton, Ubley ball. Jeffrey Wright inbounds it to Brandel, being guarded by Martin Messing. Two dribbles to the elbow, throws it over to Jeff Wright, throws up the three. That's an air ball, but cleaning up the boards is Trevor Jepeski. Ubley out to a 2-0 lead. 7:38 left in the first, 2-0 Ubley. Bad Axe on their first possession on offense. Martin Messing dribbling.
Ubley's in their 2-3 zone. They're packing it in a little bit.
Over to the right wing to John Messing, down to Sutton. To the high post, to the low post, to Krug. He goes up for the shot, and he is fouled by Klama. And Mason Krug will be going to the line for two shots at the 7:22 mark. This foul will go against Aaron Klama, his first, and the team's first for the Bearcats. First free throw is up, and this one is good. Bad Axe was one of the highest free throw shooting teams of the season last year, and like we said, they have many of those pieces still back this season.
Mason Krug shot 69% last year, and on that exchange, looks like he got himself both of them.
And it's tied at two apiece with 7:20 left in the first. Jeffrey Wright dribbles in, throws it down to Jepeski in the left wing, and this one is nearly turned over. But Klama is there to save it on the left block, and he is fouled on the floor. And this will be the first team foul against the Hatchets on the night. Ubley ball underneath their own hoop. Foul goes against number 25, Mason Krug, the man who just shot those free throws. Jeffrey Wright will be inbounding for the Bearcats, left side of your radio. Bounces it off the back of Andrew Sutton, gets the pass, goes up for the shot. It is good, and he is fouled. And one coming up for Jeffrey Wright on the heads-up play from the senior.
It looks like Bad Axe is really starting out aggressive, and they're picking up some fouls, but they are also that close of picking up some turnovers with this trapping defense on the front court.
Andrew Sutton gets the foul. Jeffrey Wright with the made free throw gives the lead back to Ubley, 3-2. 7 minutes remaining in the first. Over to the left wing to Martin Messing for the long two. No good. Rebound into the hands of John Brandel. Here come the Bearcats, right to left across your radio. From the right elbow, number 42, Mychek with the jump shot, no good, brought in by Andrew Sutton. To the right wing, Martin Messing, and we have a whistle. More than likely going to be against Ubley's Jeffrey Wright.
I think they're going to catch Aaron Klama on this one.
Indeed it is, and that's early foul trouble for Klama.
I mean, not even that, 2 minutes off the clock yet.
And he has two fouls, so he will take a breather. And more than likely for the remainder of at least this quarter. Inbound to Time Morneau for the three from the right wing. No good. Rebound brought in by the new man for the Bearcats. That's Dominic Rosenthal. He's a junior. Solid player on JV last year. Saw some action on varsity. Feeds it in to Mychek, and he tries to take the bunny inside the paint. No good. Rebound Bad Axe. Here come the Hatchets in their home white uniforms, blue and gold stripes down the sides.
With Klama out, I would say that the Hatchets probably will take it inside, but here's a shot from the outside of the three-point arc.
No good from John Messing. Rebound, Jeffrey Wright. He seems to be everywhere on that floor. Ubley leading 5-2. Trubisky in the left corner, being trapped by two defenders. Feeds it into the low post to Rosenthal. Turns, and the hook shot is no good. And rebound, Morneau. 5:50 left in the first. 5-2, Ubley. Morneau at the free throw line. Passes to the corner to Martin Messing for the long two. And this one finds the bottom of the basket. 2 points for Martin Messing. 5-4. Ubley leads by one. And we have a 30-second timeout called by the Ubley Bearcats on your home for Hardwood Hoops, the WLW Sports Network. Ubley 5, Bad Axe 4.
Your number one Thumb area sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to ensure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
Hi, I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Ubley comes out after that 30-second timeout and travels with it and gives the ball right back to Bad Axe. Martin Messing at the left wing down to Mason Krug for the long jump shot on the baseline. This one's no good. Saved by Majcek into the hands of Jeffrey Wright, who had a foot out of bounds. A Bad Axe ball underneath throughout hoop. 5:08 left in the first. It's 5-4, Ubley with the lead.
Zone out of bounds for Ubley.
Pass in the left corner to Morneau. Going against Majcek. Skip pass the top of the key over to Mason Krug, right wing. Inside the paint to Sutton. And we have some contact in the paint, and this will be against Ubley. As the foul goes against number 42, Cole Majcek. That's his first and Ubley's third team foul. Martin Messing inbounds to Ty Morneau in the right corner. Pops the three. This one's short. And rebound still loose and goes out of bounds. Officials say Ubley ball. 4:54 left.
This time down the court, we're going to be looking for a box and one out of the hatchets. They're putting on a little bit of token pressure coming up the Ubley coming up the court with the ball.
Jeffrey,
box and one would be on Jeffrey Wright.
Wright passes to Drapeski. Takes the jump shot in between the high and low post. This one's no good. Rebound Mason Krug. John Messing in pressure, carries up the court, and he dragged his pivot foot. He is looking for a contact foul, none called. It'll be a turnover instead. And the ball given back to the Ubley Bearcats, who are leading 5-4. They've never trailed in this game. It was a tie to 2 apiece early on. But so far, Ubley 5, Bad Axe 4. 4.5 to play in the first. Trubisky for the three. This one's off the mark. Rebound, John Messing. Pushing it up the court. Now stops at the right wing to Mason Krug for the long two, foot toes on the line. This one's no good, ball still loose. Nearly saved by Brandel, but he can't do it. Out of bounds, and they're gonna give it to Bad Axe underneath their own hoop. Substitution for both teams for Ubley. Number 20, Anthony Sweeney, he's a sophomore. He replaces Trapesky, and for Bad Axe, number 22, Clark Brady replaces Mason Krug. Mason Krug, of course, coming off of an ACL injury, which forced him to miss the entire football season. John Messing, top of the key, shouting orders over to Ty Morneau, left wing for three. This one's up. This one's off the mark. He hasn't found that touch yet. And we have a whistle on the rebound. This will go against the hatchets as Jeffrey Wright was rebounded over the back. And it will go against number 21, Martin Messing, his first, and Bad Axe's third.
Three team fouls apart.
Andrew Sutton sits down for the hatchets. Out there for Bad Axe is John and Martin Messing, Tommy Morneau, Mason Krug, and Clark Brady. Three from Jeffrey Wright in the corner is no good. Rebound Morneau. who is going one against three coast to coast, and it's in for two. Morneau is